Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and we are speeding towards the end of the fourth and final chapter of Maseches Yedayim. Today we are doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And Mishnah Gimel, oh my goodness, is the longest Mishnah I have ever seen in my life, but it is not the hardest Mishnah I've ever seen in my life. So let's get right to that. Mishnah Gimel says, Bo Bayom Omru, on that day they said, remember, Bo Bayom, on that day, always refers to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was made head of the yeshiva. So here's another thing that happened on that day. They said, Amonu Moav, Mahein b'Shvias. So Shvias, the sabbatical year, was only done in Israel, but there were other places that Jews lived, and some of them were actually subordinates to Israel. So the question is, Amon and Moav, what should they do in the seventh year? So Gazar Rabbi Tarfon, Maiser Ani. Rabbi Tarfon says that they should give the tithe for the poor. V'gazar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maiser Sheni. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that they should give second tithe. So tithe for the poor is what its name suggests, that the poor could come and take this produce for themselves, whereas second tithe had to be taken to Israel and eaten in Jerusalem, or exchanged for produce and in Jerusalem. So Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said, Elazar ben Azariah, he's addressing Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Alecha Raya Lamed, you have to explain your position. Sha'at HaMachmir, because you're the stringent one. Shekol HaMachmir Alev Raya Lamed, and whoever has the stringent position needs to defend it. Amarlo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said back to him, Yishmol Achi, Yishmol my brother, Ani lo shanisi miseder hashanim, I'm not the one who deviated from the normal order of years. Tarfon Achi Shina, my brother Rabbi Tarfon deviated. V'olav Raya Lamed, so the burden of proof should be on him. Now, deviating from the order of years is that it's a cycle. In the first and second years, Maiser Sheni, and then in the third year, Maiser Ani. In the fourth and fifth years, Maiser Sheni, and then in the sixth year, Maiser Ani. So if in the seventh year they would be giving Maiser Sheni, that would follow the pattern. There's never 2 years of Maiser Ani in a row. But if they give Maiser Ani in that seventh year, that deviates from the normal order of things, and therefore he would have to defend his position. Continuing, Heishiv Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon answered, Mitzrayim chutzala aretz, Amon u'Moav chutzala aretz. Egypt is outside of Israel, Amon and Moav are outside of Israel. Ma Mitzrayim Maiser Ani b'Shvias, just as Egypt gives the tithe to the poor in the seventh year, af Amon un Moav Maiser Ani b'Shvias, so should Amon and Moav give the tithe for the poor in the seventh year. Heishiv Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah countered that. Bavel chutzala aretz, Amon un Moav chutzala aretz. He says Babylonia is outside of Israel, and Amon and Moav are outside of Israel. Ma Bavel Maiser Sheni b'Shvias, af Amon un Moav Maiser Sheni b'Shvias. So he says, but what about Babylonia? They give second tithe in the seventh year, and therefore Amon and Moav should be like Babylonia. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Mitzrayim shehi krova, Egypt is close to Israel. Asauha Maiser Ani. So they established that that year should be tithe for the poor. Shehu aniyei Yisrael nismachim aleha b'shvias. So that way the poor of Israel could rely on that produce to eat during the sabbatical year. Af Amon and Moav, therefore Amon and Moav also, Shehem Krovim, which are near to Israel, Nasim Maiser Ani, Shiyu Aniyeh Yisrael, Nismachem Alehem Bishvias. So therefore, Amon and Moav should also have the tithe for the poor in the seventh year, because they are likewise close, and the needy of Israel can rely on it during that sabbatical year. Amalo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare Ata Kimahanan Mamon, the Einata Ella Kimafsid Nefashos. He says, you're acting like someone who wants to benefit them physically, but really what you're doing is you are robbing them spiritually. Kovea Ata Es HaShamayim Milaharid Talu Matar. He says, what you're doing is you are preventing the skies from giving forth rain and dew, Shenemar, based on a Pasuk in Malachi. Hayikva Adam Elokim Ki Atem Kovim Osi, the Amartem Bamek Kvanucha. So here God is saying that who shall steal from God like you're stealing from me? And then you'll say, what have we stolen from you? And the answer is the tithes. So by not giving the proper tithes to God, it's actually going to cause the rain not to fall. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Hareni kemeshiv al tarfon achi, aval lo le'inyan hadvarav. He says, I will answer you, my brother Tarfon, but not the point that you just made. Mitzrayim Maisa Chadash, Ubavel Maisa Yashan. He says the way to handle Egypt is a new enactment, and the way to handle Babylonia is an old enactment. V'hanidon Shelefaneinu Maisa Chadash. And the question before us is a new issue. Yidon Maisa Chadash mi Maisa Chadash, v'al Yidon Maisa Chadash mi Maisa Yashan. So we should learn how to act in the new case from another new case, not from an old case. Furthermore, Mitzrayim Maisa Zekenim, Ubavel Maisa Neviim. That the way we handle Egypt was established by the sages, but the way we handle Babylonia was established by the prophets. V'hanidun Shelefaneinu Maisa Zekenim, and the matter before us, Ammon and Moab, is being decided by the sages. Yidun Maisa Zekenim in Maisa Zekenim, V'al Yidun Maisa Zekenim in Maisa Neviim. So we should learn how to act in the case of the sages' decision from another case of the sages' decision, and not from a case of the prophet's decision. Nimnu v'gamru, so they voted and they decided, Ammon u'Moav, Maisrin Maiser ani b'shvius. They decided that Ammon and Moav should give poor person's tithe in that seventh year. U'kishibah Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, etzo Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis, when he came to Rabbi Eliezer, Belud, that's the name of a place, Amar lo, he said to him, Ma chidush hayolochem bebeis hamidrash hayom. So what new happened in yeshiva today? What big news is there that transpired? Amar lo, he answered him, Nimnu v'gamru, they took a vote and they decided, Ammon u'Moav, Maisrin Maiser ani b'shvius. Ammon and Moav should give poor person's tithe in the seventh year. Bach Rabbi Eliezer v'Amar, Rabbi Eliezer wept and he said, Sod Hashem l'reyav ubriso l'hodiyam. Basically, it's a verse in Tehillim that says that God's secrets are known to those who have proper awe of him. Tzei ve'emor lahem. Go and say to them, to your colleagues in the Beis Medrash, Al tachushu l'minyanchem. Don't worry about your votes. Don't worry that maybe you got it wrong. Mekubal ani me'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. I received a tradition from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sheshama me'Rabbo, and he heard from his teacher. V'Rabbo me'Rabbo ad halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. And he heard from his teacher all the way back to Moses at Sinai. She'amanu mo'av ma'isrin ma'isr ani b'shvias. We have a tradition that goes all the way back to Sinai that Ammon and Moab should give poor person's tithe in the seventh year. Let's take a look in one quick Bartonuro on this last point about it being a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, a rule that was given to Moses at Sinai. So halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the Bartonuro says, lav dafka, not specifically, it's not speaking literally, de'ein zeh min haTorah, because if that were the case, this would be a Torah law, and this rule about Ammon and Moab is not a Torah law. Ela ki'ilu hi halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But rather, he's saying this is a very old law. It goes back in antiquity. It's like it were halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So you didn't actually decide something new. You actually just came up with the same decision that was come up with generations before. Mihu, however, b'tosefta, in the Tosefta, mashma de halacha l'moshe m'Sinai mamish ka'amar. It's apparent from the Tosefta that he actually does mean halacha l'moshe m'Sinai literally. Let's now continue in Mishnah Dalid. Bo b'yom, again, on that same day. Bo Yehuda ger amoni v'amad lifneihem b'beis hamedrash. Yehuda, a ger, a convert from the nation of Ammon, came and stood before them in the yeshiva. Amar lahem, and he said to them, Ma'ani levo b'kahal, what is the rule for me to enter the general marriage pool? So there were different marriage populations, and converts from Ammon and Moab were not permitted into the general marriage pool. There were people they could marry, but they couldn't marry the general population. Amar lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Asarata. He said, sorry, it's not permitted. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Mutarata. He said, no, you are permitted. Amar lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said, Hakasuv Omer, it's Beferish a pasuk in the Torah. Lo yava amonu u'moavi b'kah Hashem gam dor asiri. Says that a convert from Ammon and Moav is not permitted in the general marriage pool, even for 10 generations. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua countered, V'chi amonim u'moavim b'mekoman hein? Are the people of Ammon and Moav still in their same locations that we can identify who they are? Kfar ala sancheriv melech Ashur u'bilbal es kol ha'umos. Because what happened was Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, came, conquered all these lands, and mixed all the populations up, moved everybody around from where they originally were. Shinemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Isaiah, V'asir gvulos amim, v'asudo sehem shosesi, v'orid kabir yoshvim. So in this pasuk, Sennacherib is talking about his conquests, how he plundered the nations and humbled their mighty, and one of the things he did is he broke up their borders. Amar lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says, Ah, hakasuv omer. But there's another pasuk, another verse, this one in Jeremiah. V'achrechein ashiv es shivus b'nei amon, ukvar chazru. He says, the verse in Jeremiah says that I will return those people who were scattered from the nation of Ammon. So this has already happened. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responded, hakasuv omer, another pasuk, this one in the book of Amos. He says, v'shavti es shivus ami Yisrael. He says, I'm going to return the scattered people of my nation Israel. V'adayin lo shavu. And we see that this has not yet happened. So after all this, what did they decide? Hitziruhu levo b'kahal. They allowed Yehuda, the Ammonite convert, to marry into the general population. That is the end of Mishnah Daled. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.